Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Detskimia Group discussion on the Q1 2019 unaudited IFRS financial results on the 29th of April 2019. Throughout today's recorded presentation, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Before we start, we would like to draw your attention to the fact that some of the information during this call contains projections or other forward-looking statements regarding future events or the future financial performance of the Detskimia Group. You can identify forward-looking statements by terms such as expect, believe, anticipate, estimate, intend, will, could, may, or might, the negative of such terms, or similar expressions. We wish to caution you that these statements are only predictions and that actual events or results may differ materially. We do not intend to update these statements to reflect events and circumstances occurring after today's date or to reflect the occurrence of unanticipated events. Many factors could cause the actual results to differ materially from those contained in our projections or forward-looking statements, including, among others, deteriorating economic and credit conditions, our competitive environment, risks associated with operating in Russia, rapid technological and market change in our industries, as well as many other risks specifically related to the Detskimia Group and its operations. Finally, for those who are following the presentation through the web link, you will notice at the bottom of the page a link allowing you to ask a question. You can click this at any time to register a question for the Q&A at the end. You will be able to ask questions using your telephone keypad, details for which will follow the presentation. Without further ado, I'll turn it over to the Detskimia team to begin the presentation.
Okay, colleague. Dear all, before start, let me present our team. My name is Anna Garmanova. I am CFO of the Detskimia company, and I'm together with Sergey Levицкий, he's head of IR of our company. Let's start with the page number three. First of all, let's briefly discuss our main achievements for the first quarter of this year. As you remember, we promised to open at least 80 new stores in 2019. For the first quarter, we have opened six new Detskimia branded stores, including one store in Belarus. The main part of our new stores will be opened in the second half of this year. In part of like-for-like, first of all, I would like to tell you that we are very satisfied our financial and operating results for the Q1. Due to our strategy to keep very low retail price, our like-for-like for the Q1 of this year was 6.6%, including 7.5% like-for-like traffic growth. This like-for-like is higher than we had in the Q1 of the last year. Due to it, our total growth of our revenue for the Q1 of this year was 16%. In part of our profitability, we continue to reduce our G&A costs as a percent from revenue, and as a result, adjusted EBITDA growth was 30%, and we improved our adjusted EBITDA margin by 70 basis points. In part of cash generation, we continue to keep very high level of cash conversion, higher than 80%. Our leverage to the end of the first quarter was 1.8x, despite huge CapEx in our new DC, which we had one year ago, I mean, in the last quarter of the last year, and dividend payout ratios of 100%. In part of our online sales, I would like to tell you that we continue to keep very strong growth of our online sales. Its growth was 74% in Q1, and we increased the sale of online sales in total sales by 400 basis points and reached 9.3% from the total revenue. Let's move to the next slide, page number four, and discuss in detail our financial results. Despite a tough macro, we continue to show very strong growth of our revenue. The growth of our revenue was 16%, and we reached 27.8 billion rubles in absolute. As you can see in the right top part of the slide, our like-for-like in Russia was 6.6%, and in Kazakhstan and Russia was 7.2%. You can see that we continue to keep very high level of like-for-like of traffic due to our traffic strategy, and the slightly decreased negative dynamic of average ticket. In part of the Kazakhstan, I would like to tell you that we will have a very good result. The growth of revenue in Kazakhstan for the Q1 was 60%, and we will reach 743 million rubles as a revenue. Somewhat about our product mix. We had successfully resolved during the traditional Russian Men's Day and Women's Day holiday, especially in tourism. Also, we had very good sales in fashion collections. We have sold our winter collections and generated strong sales at the start of the spring season. And total sale of clothing and footwear categories in the total revenue was 24%. Also, we significantly increased the sale of private label and direct import contracts in the total revenue and total purchase, and we increased it by 37% for the Q1. In part of the e-commerce, as I told you before, the growth of our e-commerce revenue was 74%, and the share of online segment in the total revenue was 9.3%. The main drivers of such significant growth was in store pickup function. Let's move to the next page number 5. There you can see dynamic of our profitability. You know that we continue to implement our strategy low price. We invest a lot in our retail price because we had very high growth of like the number of ticket, but on the other side it's slightly decreasing our gross margin by 0.6% compared with the Q1 of 2018. But the total growth of our gross profit was 14%, and we earned 8 billion rubles in Italy. Also, we continue to reduce our G&A costs. You know that traditionally we have negotiations with our vendors in Q1. In this year, we also have such meetings in the Q1. Due to it, we can show all our discounts, which we had in 2018. In our relationship with landlords, and due to it, you can see that we reduce the share of our rent cost as a percent from revenue in Q1 by 0.3%, and also we reduce the personal cost in our store. As a result, the growth of our adjusted EBITDA in Q1 was 30%, and adjusted EBITDA margin was 6.7%. I would like to pay your attention that also we implemented the new IFRS 16 on the 1st of January 2018. We continue to present our financial results without the standard because we think that it's better to compare our dynamic of our financial results without IFRS 16. Due to it, we continue all 2019 to present our financial results according to with the board standards, I mean the new IFRS 16 and the old IFRS 17. Let's move to the page number 6. Somewhat about our cash flow conversion. As you can see, the right part of the slide, that the main issues which influenced our operating cash flow was investment in our net working capital. You know that our business has a very high seasonality, and in Q1 we traditionally have negative operating cash flow. We had such negative operating cash flow in Q1 of 2017, 2018, and of course in 2019. The main issue for it is the payment which we make to our suppliers for the purchase of the goods which we had in the Q4 of the previous year. For example, in Q1 of 2019, this payment was in 50% higher than we had in 1 year ago in Q1 of 2018. But despite on it, we successfully keep our operating cash flow on the level which we had 1 year ago to the end of the Q1 of 2018. Increasing of our financial expenses, the main causes for each is the back of leveraging and the seasonality of the business. In part of the CapEx, you can see the right part of the slide, we invest about 200 million rubles for equipment for new DC, and also we pay some advance payment for the buying our own storage, which will be located in the center of the Moscow, I mean the Valdai Center. And we are going to open a flagship store in this shopping mall in the first half of this year. Finally, you can see that we're absolutely sure that our paper store will be normalized to the positive level in the second half of this year. It's a very simple explanation that is aligned with our business. Let's move to the page number 7, somewhat about our debt. You can see that to the end of Q1, our total debt was 24.4 billion rubles and our net debt was 23.1 billion rubles. Our leverage to the end of the Q1 was 1.8 times due to investment in UDC, which we had in the end of the last year in the amount of 2.3 billion rubles. What else? Most of our debt has fixed interest rate, and the weighted average interest rate for the first quarter of this year was 9%. Also, I would like to tell you that in a couple of weeks ago, we successfully issued its serious exchange trade bonds with a nominal value of 5 billion rubles. And the coupon rate set at 8.9%. The put option is in 3 years, and we believe that it helps us in the future to decrease the cost of our debt. Let's move to the page number 8, some words about our gross profit. First of all, we are happy to announce that our board of directors recommended to pay dividends for the last quarter of the last year in the May, and the total sum of dividends which will be paid will be 3.3 billion rubles if such payment will be approved by EGM, and we are going to pay it in the end of the May. At the top right part of the slide, you can see the dynamic of our adjusted net income. You can see that we increased our adjusted net income only for the 5%, but the main issue such increasing in interest expenses and the loss of our exchange rate difference. We're absolutely sure that we improved such situations and our net income will be increased to the end of this year as was during the last 5 years. Let's move to the page number 9 and finally we would like to confirm our guidance. We're going to open at least 300 new stores in the midterm, including at least 80 stores in 2019. Also, we're absolutely sure that our like-for-like will be single digits, not less, and we will be outperforming of the market. And we will keep our EBITDA margin at least on the level of 10%. That's all. We will be happy to answer to your questions.
Hello everybody, just to let you know, if you want to ask a question, please press 5 star. There's also, just a reminder, the web link at the bottom, you can see ask a question, so feel free to type the question there. So just a reminder, if you want to ask a question, that's 5 star, and then we'll pick up the questions from there. So we have a question from Alexander. I'm going to hand it over to him.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, I can't hear you well, but my name is Alexander from VTB Capital. I just want to ask two questions. The first one was about SG&A. It is concerned that do you view a sustainable improvement in them since they have been performing relatively well in this quarter? And the second question, could you please comment on your performance, perhaps in April, if it's possible? Thank you.
Thank you for your questions. The first part of your questions and part of SG&A, we're absolutely sure that we continue to improve our SG&A, and there are two reasons for it. The first reason is our leader market position. That's why we can receive the best rent cost, the best offer in other areas of our commercial and other activity. And the second issue which influenced to decreasing our SG&A, the growth of our revenue, because you know that we didn't increase of the salary, for example, of our staff in the last year, but the growth of our revenue was more than 15%. I think that in this year it will be the same situation, and we will continue to decrease our SG&A.
According to the second part of your questions in terms of like-for-like sales growth in April, so there is no any changes in terms of Q1, the same dynamics as we have in Q1 of 2019.
Thank you very much. Just a reminder, if you do want to ask a question, that's 5-star on your telephone keypad. 5-star. Thank you. So we have a question from Maria Lukina. I'll hand it over now. Thank you.
Yes, hello. Can you please comment on the changes in customer behavior and market competition, please?
Thank you for your question. In terms of, first of all, in terms of the market, in terms of competition and behavior, the trend that we could see in 2017-2018 is still working, like that people try to save money, people focuses more on cheap products. That is why, for example, we significantly increased share of our private labels. That is why we continue to invest in our prices. In terms of competition, some middle players left the market. I mean, Bigimot, which closed like 50 stores. Unfortunately, we don't have updated results of the second and the third players like Karablinka, Dochka, Sinochka. But what the big signal as we see that most of our competitors increased the prices, because we see in terms of our weekly basis checking prices. That is why we understand that such companies could not compete with us in terms of the prices, which finally you can see in terms of our, for example, like-for-like average ticket, which improved quarter-to-quarter. Shortly, I think that is all. Maybe once more details in terms of competition with food retailers. We have updated results in terms of diapers and baby food for the first month, I mean January and February. And the trend which we had in 2018 when we only one player, for example, in diapers who managed to increase in market share is still right. And yes, so we continue to consolidate also market of diapers, for example.
Okay, we have a question from Dmitry Skirin.
Hello, I have two questions actually. First question is about dividend outlook, as you have your dividend policy linked to net income results and net income for this quarter and the new standards. is down significantly, close to zero actually. What's your outlook for the payment, for dividend payments for the whole year, if possible, and if you're going to change your link to the bottom line or not? That's the first question, and the second question is, can you please comment on significantly higher LTI expenses for this current quarter, please? Thank you.
Okay, thank you for your questions. In part of dividend, you know that during the last 5 years, we paid 100% of all our net profit as a dividend. And when I tell about our net profit, I mean net profit which we calculate according to with our statement, with the RAS statement. So in RAS standards, we haven't got any impact from new IFRS 16. And due to it, I'm absolutely sure that our net profit, according to the RAS statement, will be positive, and we can continue to pay 100% of all our net profit as a dividend. Now we haven't got any issues which can influence to decreasing this payment. So we're absolutely sure that we will continue to pay all our net profit as a dividend. In part of our LTI expenses, yes, you're absolutely right that we're slightly decreasing these expenses, but not significant. And you know that in the end, in the April of 2021, the new program will be finished. So there are some methodology to calculate these expenses, and it's not the real expenses, it's only accrual.
Thank you very much. We also have a question from Kirill Panaydin.
Hi, thanks a lot for the call. I got a quick follow-up on SG&A, please. It's all quite clear about improvements in staff rent and marketing expenses, but could you elaborate a little bit what exactly have you done to achieve a 50 basis points reduction in other SG&A costs, and whether it is sustainable? Thank you.
Okay, you know that in Q1 we successfully finished our tax inspections. That's why we received some benefits from our tax inspections of property tax. And the total sum was more than 100 million rubles, and we received this money to our company.
Thank you. We have no further questions. I'll hand it back to the Debtskymir team now for closing remarks.
So everybody, we would like to thank everyone for joining this call today. If anyone has any follow-up questions, please don't hesitate and get in touch with us. Thank you, everyone, and have a nice day. Thank you.
Thank you.